The first change from the Carnot cycle to the Rankine cycle is that the boiler is not isothermal. The feed is always a subcooled liquid, and the effluent is sometimes a saturated vapor, but more often it's a superheated vapor. The fact that the boiler is not isothermal makes it impossible to transfer heat to the working fluid in a reversible manner. Now, this new source of irreversibility is a small price to pay for saving the pump and turbine from costly damage. The isentropic turbine in a Rankine cycle takes in saturated or superheated vapor and exhausts a high-quality vapor-liquid mixture. Now, the quality of the turbine effluent is usually greater than 90% and often greater than 95%. The condenser in the Rankine cycle produces a saturated liquid. The isentropic pump raises the pressure of the saturated liquid feed, producing a subcooled liquid and completing the cycle. Now, how do you think these changes affect the efficiency of the cycle? Well, the first Carnot principle tells us that the efficiency cannot be better than the efficiency of a Carnot cycle, right? But did the efficiency go down? The answer is yes. In fact, it did. QH increased. You can tell this is so by considering the area under the path from point 1 to point 2. Now, QC also increased because the area under the path from point 3 to 4 increased. But which increased by a larger percentage? Because the TH isobar dips downward after it leaves the two-phase envelope, QH increases by a smaller percentage than QC. Now remember that QC is wasted energy, and the ratio of QC to QH is larger for the Rankine cycle than it is for the Carnot cycle. The result is that the efficiency of the Rankine cycle is less than the efficiency of the Carnot cycle. Now that isn't a big surprise, but it's very important that you're able to see why this is true by looking at the cycles on the TS diagram. Why did the efficiency go down, though? Which step became irreversible? It's the boiler that became irreversible because it no longer operates at a single temperature. No matter what temperature we have available in our high-temperature reservoir, the heat transfer into the boiler will be irreversible. Consequently, the efficiency of even the ideal Rankine cycle, with an isentropic turbine and an isentropic pump, drops below the efficiency of the Carnot cycle. Alright, now let's take a quick look at each process that makes up the Rankine cycle.